The Man Who Escaped, Episode 11.
Fletcher was driving in the stolen police car when he finally remembered that the man he saw was Richard Rossi of the FBI. He wanted to get rid of the police car. Suddenly, he saw a roadblock ahead of him, but he went through it without stopping. He decided to go to the railroad yards and get on a freight train leaving Kansas City.
Rossi was angry. He and Wilcox were waiting for a police car to come and pick them up. They had been waiting for a long time because most of the policemen were busy setting up roadblocks. Rossi was angry because Fletcher got away. He could imagine what Howard Becker, his chief, would say.
"Well, Rossi,"
he would say sarcastically,
"it wasn't very nice of Fletcher to take your car, was it? But at least you were kind enough to leave the motor running for him."
When Rossi and Wilcox walked into police headquarters, the desk sergeant called to Wilcox.
"Lieutenant, we've got something."
He was holding the phone and writing notes with his other hand.
"We got a report about a police car that drove through a roadblock. And I've been talking to Sergeant Miller of the 3rd Precinct. His men found a car near the railroad yards. It looks like one of ours."
"It must be the one I was driving,"
said Wilcox. In his apartment in Chicago, John Kincaid was listening to the news. Fletcher was still free. Kincaid frowned. He turned off the radio and reached for the telephone. Rossi and Wilcox parked in front of the railroad station. A police officer was standing by the door of the freight office. He pointed to the office.
"The station master's in there. Officer O'Malley's been talking to him for 5 or 10 minutes.
Inside, O'Malley explained that he questioned everybody, but nobody knew anything about the police car. Rossi was not interested in the police car, however. He was thinking of something else. He wanted to know about train schedules.
"A freight train to St. Louis left about an hour ago,"
the station master said. Rossi explained that the man they were looking for was probably on that train.
"We want to search the train at one of its stops before it gets to St. Louis,"
he said.
"If you can get there in time,"
the station master said.
"The first stop is Jefferson City. Maybe you could get a helicopter."